Welcome to Chapter 48, Key West. No story involving myself could ever be complete without a chapter on Key West, my favorite place on the planet. In fact, I have said many, many times, I don't know if there's a heaven, but if there is, Key West gets my vote. As I mentioned in a previous chapter, my first visit to Key West was totally unintended. My goal back then was to get as far away from Jersey City as possible. So one of the things I learned in that first drive down to Key West is don't drive the last 130 or so miles at night. Once you get past Homestead and into the Keys, it's basically one lane in and one lane out. And it doesn't move at breakneck speed. Of course, all of this I didn't know. So here I am driving at night for the first time, and it's pitch black, and I get behind a Winnebago pulling a Hyundai, pulling a rowboat. So we're cruising along at about 15, 20 miles an hour, and I see a sign that tells me to be patient. There's a passing zone within a mile or two. So I'm fine. I figure I'll get past this and I'm good to go. So sure enough, passing zone came. It gave me an opportunity to get past this Winnebago, pulling a Hyundai, pulling a rowboat, only to get behind another Winnebago, pulling a Hyundai, pulling a rowboat. So you get the picture. It was a very long, tedious last 130 miles or so. Well, that was the only really bad thing, if you want to call it that, the only unpleasant thing about my first trip to Key West. And I have been coming back ever since for over 30 years. So I thought that I would take this opportunity to give a listener the flavor of this place, because it really isn't like any other place, even in Florida. It's the best way I can describe it is it's kind of like going to an island without having to get on a plane or a boat. And it's only two miles by 4 miles. And it does have about 250 bars. Not that I have been in all of them, but it has not been for a lack of trying, I want you to know. People over the years have asked me, what is the attraction to Key West for me? And I thought about that, and I finally came up with the best answer I could come up with. Is Key West is probably the only place in America, maybe in the world, that can be described as non-judgmental. It is a place where if the whole world were to adopt the Key West outlook, this world would be a lot happier. It doesn't matter who, what, where, when a person is about. Everyone is accepted. And on a lot of the bumper stickers down there, you'll see two words on many, many bumper stickers: one family. And in today's world, that probably is more important now than it's ever been. But let's talk about the real attraction to Key West that people go there. And that is Mother Nature. The sunsets, even the sunrises. But the sunsets, they have a sunset party just about every night, starting about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, where a couple hundred people gather. They have jugglers and all kinds of jewelry and trinkets and all kinds of things for sale, entertainment. It's all somewhat spontaneous in the sense that it happens every night, but there's probably a different crowd every night, or because the number of visitors into Key West from around the world is pretty staggering during a normal season. Anyway, and we've gone there in January and sometimes January and February, where it is the warmest spot in America, in the continental U.S. I think the average temperature is like 81 degrees. But it's Mother Nature at her finest. It's like the Lord created one of a lot of different people, put them in a basket, and dumped the basket on Key West, because it runs from homeless to Rolls Royce and everything in between. There's nothing I can say. If you got the picture that I'm in love with this place, you be correct. However, there is another major attraction that actually complements Mother Nature, And that is the people that we have met. They have, they're just, they're friendly, they're outgoing, and they appreciate the business. I'm talking now about the servers and bartenders in our favorite restaurants in Key West. I'm going to take the listener on kind of like a little conch train tour of Key West. They call it the Conch Republic. So, and they have a conch train. And I'm going to start this tour with Louie's Backyard, a beautiful restaurant on the ocean side of the island. Some time ago, I used that setting at table 15, which is a table for two that faces out into the ocean with just a beautiful view, palm trees and everything. And I used that place to propose to my then girlfriend, Kathleen. And amazingly enough, she accepted. And over the years, that has been, from a sentimental standpoint, our favorite place. We always, when that night, we always thought that the people, her mother, my father, were watching down and were in agreement that this was a good thing for both of us. It is so important to me that in my will, my ashes are to be dumped off of the railing at Louis that overhangs the ocean. If I'm going to spend eternity anywhere, it's going to be in Key West. Moving along now, I'm going to take you on a trip, tour, I should say. In no particular order of the people and places that have really created this experience for not only just my wife and I and daughters, but also for many friends that we've brought down with us or had come down and shared this beautiful place. The first place I'm going to mention is the place where we have actually the most fun, and that's Benihana. Now, Benihana is also on the ocean side of Key West. The coolest thing about Benihana is that the people that you meet at the table are not like the Benihanas like locally. I mean, we've met people really from literally all over the world. Some couldn't speak English, so I don't have much of a command of the English language myself. But it was, I met some of the most interesting people there. And of course, having an ongoing flow of sake at my disposal kept the conversation going, if you know what I mean. Our two favorite people that work there, one owner, he is a gentleman from Turkey who is the bartender, and Shitzu, who is our favorite server. Before moving on, I should say that the food there is outstanding. Speaking of Turks, we have another favorite Turk, Veli, who is a server at the Hyatt. We were fortunate enough to be invited to a birthday party that Veli was having. He had about a dozen Turks and my wife and I. And I asked him, with that many turkeys, should I bring the cranberry sauce? But in all seriousness, one of the nicest people, one of the most fun people we've met. And we have enjoyed our time with him. And he has actually introduced us to owner and a whole flock of other Turks. Next up, let's go to Duval Street, which is the main street in Key West. All of the happening events pretty much take place on Duval Street. It runs from the Gulf to the ocean. Two of our very favorite restaurants are found on this Duval Street. One is La Trattoria, or La Trat for short. The best Italian food in Key West. Two of our favorite people there, our favorite bartender is Tiffany, and our favorite server is Chuck. Chuck was a bartender at the Galleon. When I first went there over 30 years ago, and is migrated to La Trattoria up the street. It's only about a half a mile between that particular journey. Anyway, both quality people, fun to be around, and always seem happy to see us when we arrive. Now let's go across the street to Antonia's. Ooh, we love Antonia's. the bartender there, TK, and the gentleman who always finds us a table, a seat, even when it's crowded, has a most unusual name, Bismarck. Moving further down Duval Street toward the ocean, last but not least on our list of favorites is La-Di-Da. La-Di-Da is owned by Christopher, who can drink more Grand Marnier than any other living human on the planet. Our two favorite bartenders there, Kathy and Dia, actually played a part in a we had a function down there, and I'm going to now describe what that function was. Kathy and I decided to renew our vows on our 10th anniversary, and we felt that Key West was the perfect place to do it. So we decided that we would have this event at La-Di-Da, and that Christopher, who was the king of the Fantasy Fest, which is held every year in the fall, the best way I can describe it, we were there one time, is it's like Mardi Gras without clothes. But make no mistake, it is an endorsement for clothes. Anyway, I digress. So here we have Chris. He's going to perform the civil part of the ceremony, in quotes. And for the first time, I'm going to bring up Monsignor Mudslide, known to locals as Jimmy McGee. One of the very first bartenders that we met going in Key West, who became a good friend over the years. Well, we decided, since he made the best mudslides ever, we nicknamed him Monsignor Mudslide. So with that nickname, it was only appropriate that we ask him if he would preside over the religious element to our vow renewal ceremony. So he agreed wholeheartedly. So we brought him down a priest outfit from a Halloween store. So picture this now. We have our family come down, some friends, and we were having this event, this renewing our vows. So we had the Monsignor Mudslide and Chris conducting the ceremony, my wife and I, my wife's two sons, they were there, and my daughters were there, and the two flower girls were Kathy and Dia, the bartenders. They were throwing these little petals as we walked in. We had this ceremony, and it was, instead of a Bible, it turns out that Christopher was using a cookbook. But putting that aside, there's a couple of these units, like motel units, that oversee the pool where we were having the ceremony. And when the ceremony was done, I come to find out that a couple that was sitting there observing this asked Christopher, the owner, did this go on every Monday night? It was a party. The whole time, the whole experience can be described as a party. The people I brought there, it's just a cool place where people tend to park their baggage, whatever that may be. God knows we all have it, you know, outside, and just come in and enjoy it, enjoy the ambiance, Mother Nature. And before I end this endorsement, well-earned endorsement of this great place and its great people, I want to dedicate this chapter to Jimmy McGee, our Monsignor Mudslide, who recently passed. And I will say this on behalf of a lot of people that I know. Key West lost part of its charm when Jimmy died. Thank you. Up next, a mini epiphany.